In 1976, the United States celebrated its 200th birthday, and Studs Terkel gave an interview to a Belgian radio show called Radiorama about America. We're not exactly sure where this interview was recorded or by whom, but what is singular about it is that Terkel, famous for his thousands of oral histories and interviews with people, famous and otherwise, is the one being interviewed. And as was his style, he talks candidly about class, race, politics, and the American dream.
One thing which we hear frequently in Belgium and in Europe is that Americans, despite everything, still believe in the American dream. So, according to your experience, is that still true?
Well, what is the American dream? You have to go back to the beginning. When people came from Europe here, way back in the early, they came to escape either persecution or oppression or poverty or all three. And so many came to find a better life. And to some extent they did, the immigrants and their children. But they always told, by God, I'll make it here. If you work hard, you'll make it here. All you gotta do is work hard, you'll make it here. Many worked hard and didn't make it here. And so you have questions, and oh, this is the greatest country in the world, the greatest society in the world. They know of no other societies. And so to say, oh, it's rough, I'm not going to make it, again, is to admit failure. It's not unrelated to somebody saying, I love my job. So the same sort of self-deception goes on, you see. The American dream is just two words. That's all they are, you know.
More than 40 years later, Terkel's analysis, critique, and love for this country is as fresh and as pertinent as ever.
In this country, there's a great deal of discontent, and people cannot put the finger as to the source of discontent. So they look for scapegoats. The black, the woman on welfare, on relief, that lazy black woman with all those kids, she's living off me. But they never question the tremendous tax depletions the very wealthy get, billions and billions. They never question the billions spent on our military, you know, for B-1 bombers, for more and more H-bombs that we do not need, you see. But they question that person down below them. That's part of the one of the sadnesses of our society at this moment, questioning someone below rather than someone above.
The Studs Terkel Radio Archive at WFMT in Chicago, the Chicago History Museum, and the Library of Congress are all part of a project to digitize the thousands of reel-to-reel and cassette tapes that represent Terkel's 45-year radio legacy. The project is expected to take years to complete, but none of the researchers involved knew about the tape in the WYSO collection, so our work continues.
And as an old Southern friend of mine, old Southern radical white man, said, for years the South had a tradition of enlightenment, but it was buried. The good people were silent because of a kind of McCarthyism. Even after the Civil War, this happened, and the demagogues took over. And the demagogues always, so the word, it wasn't accidental that Nixon, Agnew used the phrase, we're for the silent majority, we represent the silent majority. The word silent majority is an obscene phrase. If you're silent, you're dead. We had a silent majority in that created Nazi Germany. It was a silent majority. In an open society, on the bicentennial year, 1976, in the United States, based upon the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, to speak of a silent majority is to speak of something un-American, anti-American, totalitarian. And so, by all means, I love a majority that is alive and kicking, and an old American folk say, while you're alive, you're kicking. Well, it's folk say, but it's true.
That was Studs Terkel, an American radio legend. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.